Okay, we're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchas Sukkah, Halacha Zayin, and we're in middle of paragraph Tes. Once again, today's Shir is being sponsored by our close friend from New York, Nathan Rudy, Nisim ben Naomi, Leiloi Nishmas, his great uncle, Avram ben Simbel, and for Yeshua, for the whole family, for his father, his children, everyone, Mitzvah Shem. And we also dedicate the Shir for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, especially Yuspe Hendel Bas Gitaleya, Gavriel Shloimoy Ben Idit, Rivka Chava Bas Yehudis, Chaim David Ben Chanafega, and all the others. Soich Shar Choli Yisrael. We were speaking about the Guf and the Nefesh Rabbi Nelson Zal spoke about, and how these two originate from Din and Chesed, and when they come down to this world, when it spirals down to this world, Ra is able to attach itself to the Guf. And Rabbeinu Zal said, if Adam HaRishon had not sinned from the Eitz Hadas, then the Ra would have become completely subservient and botel to the Toiv, and the left would have been nichlal in the right, and then the body would have been pure, 100% pure, and a person would have been able to connect to Hashem on the highest level even while they're physically living. However, because of the fact that Adam HaRishon did eat from the Eitz Hadas, and the Ra did not become completely negated to the good, so therefore we have these two things, Toiv and Ra. And as a result of that, our power of Eitzah is difficult. We have uncertainty. It's hard to decide, should I do this, should I do that? And therefore, this requires, in order for the person to be able to be nichlal, to become part of the Chai HaChaim, the highest level connection to Hashem, it requires the body returning to dirt and going through purification there from the tumah of the snake, until the body becomes pure on the level that it was before the Eitz Hadas, and then it's able to merge together to become one with the Nefesh, and then they'll be able to rise up together in Tchias HaMesim as a Nefesh and a Guf. We'll continue from where we left off. Ki Oz, this is in our Likutei Halachos, it's page 470, the right-hand column, six lines down from the top. Ki oz yeda eitzo shlema, because then when that'll happen at the time of Tchias HaMesim, it'll be clear to everyone, we'll be able to know exactly what to do, shehu derech eitzah chayim, we'll have perfection of eitzah, which means we'll know the derech, the path to the tree of life. V'hakol k'fima shezocho levarer ulesakein zua masanochosh, and everything, all of this success will be based on the degree that the person was successful in refining and correcting the tumah from the original snake. Shekemoikein zocho levare eitzah shlema, to the degree that the person was zeichet to eliminate from themselves, to purify themselves from that tumah of the snake, to that degree that person was zeichet to be able to refine and be able to get clear eitzah, shehu derech eitzah chaim kanal, Shezehu avoidas ha'odom kol yemei chayav. And this is our mission throughout our entire lives. It's all about trying to purify ourselves, trying to rid ourselves from the tumah that's found inside of us as a result of the original act of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas and being zoche to get to Eitzah Shlema, to perfection of Eitzah. And a person who lives a proper life, that person will be zoicha after Tchias HaMesim to really get to know the path to the Eitz HaChaim and to be able to connect with the Eitz HaChaim. Ki bechayov yefsher b'shum oifen lihikol al Beitz HaChaim. Because while a person is physically living in the world now, it's impossible for a person to really attach themselves to the Eitz HaChaim, afilu im hu tzadik godol, Rav Nosson Zal says, even if we're talking about a great tzaddik, why? Machmas chet Adam HaRishayim. Because of the sin of Adam HaRishayim, shenigzar olav misa ledoiros, which caused Hashem to issue a curse that requires death for generations. Ki machmas hachet yefsher lahaguf liyos nichlal banefesh b'shleimus kiyim liachar atchia. Because as a result of the sin of the Eitz Hadas, it has made it impossible for a Jew, for a person who has a body, for the body to become one with the nefesh to perfection until after Tchias HaMesim. It'll only take place after Tchias HaMesim. Nimtza, we see from here, Shetchias HaMesim hu kifi habirur shemevarin ho'etzo hashlemo mehamoisrois hamevalve lesamoyach. That the effectiveness of Tchias HaMesim in allowing us to achieve such a high level where guf and nefesh will become one and will be zechet to connect with the Derech Eitz HaChaim is dependent on the degree that we were zechet during our lifetime now to be mevarer the Eitzah, to perfect the Eitzah from Moisrois, which confuse the person's thinking, shehu bechinas beitzovin toichalena, which are associated with atzvus, the curse of atzvus, which was given at the initial time of the Eitz Hadas. Remember, we quoted a pasuk which said, bechol etzev yihye moisor, that atzvus and moisrois go together. So the curse that Hashem gave at that time, beitzovin toichalena, that brought a heaviness, an atzvus into the world, which resulted in klipos having power and strength to confuse our thinking. Shemishom kol aparnosa, and it's from Eitzah, from the power of Eitzah, that our whole blessing of parnosa comes from, as we saw before. Vze shekovu hazkoras hakshomim vaparnosa b'tchias hameisim. And now we'll understand why we have Mashiv HaRuach Umoyret HaGeshem, which relates to the blessing of Parnosa, is mentioned in the Bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Bechinas, Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed, Mechaye Mesim Berachamim Rabim, and over there we make mention of Mashiv HaRuach Umoyret HaGeshem. Ki HaKoil Echod, because it's all connected, it's all one. Ki tchias hameisim hi bechinas klolias guf nefesh yachad biachdus godol osid. Because tchias hameisim, when the dead will be brought back to life, that's a time when body and soul will become one, really one, in the future. Sheze ikar tachlis shleimus ho'etza. And that's the ultimate perfection of Eitzah, likolel be'etz hachayim, to be able to merge with, to connect with the tree of life. Ki hakoel echot kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal has shown us in the past few paragraphs that the whole concept of perfection of Eitzah and success in Parnasa and unity between guf and nefesh, it's all one. Shemishom nimshach haparnosa, because that's where parnosa comes from. It comes from perfection of Eitzah. We had mentioned that pasuk, ki hu hanoisen lecho koyach laso ischoil. Hashem is the one who gives you the Eitzah to acquire possessions, to be successful in parnosa. Ki ikar haparnosa nimsheches mi biru shleimush se Eitzah. Because one of the main contributors to Parnasa, to being successful in Parnasa, is this clarification of Eitzah, this perfection of Eitzah. Any questions now? Okay, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go off to a different world in Torah, a completely different branch of Torah. He's going to go into Choshen Mishpat, laws regarding money matters. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to delve into a halacha there and connect that beautifully to the chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 61 that we're involved in here, and also to everything we've been discussing so far regarding the topic of Parnasa. Paragraph Yud, V'zeh b'chinas Yerusha she'shayach lebonim. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why, when a person leaves the world, their possessions, their inheritance, gets passed down to their children, and we're going to see soon, especially to the sons. Even though we know that that's the basic halacha as it's presented in the Chumash and in the Gemara, however, in the Shulchan Aruch and the later rabbis have stressed that in our times, when I say in our times, it means in the last hundreds of years, if a parent were to follow the technical word of the law as presented in the Chumash, that when a father passes away, the inheritance goes to the sons, not to the daughters, not to the wife. The rabbis understood that this would cause tremendous friction, chas v'shalom, and could lead to all kinds of terrible things. And therefore, the rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch, and even prior to that, advise us that usually the best methodology in a person writing a will is that when they leave the world, the possessions should be divided equally among the children. There are exceptions to the rule, chas v'shalom, in case where children are completely non-observant, they don't keep Shabbos, chas v'shalom, or other things like that. But that's a general statement. Now let's go. Kikvar mavur, shavoida sodom boilam azeh, levarer ho eitzo ashleimo pipkam eitz hadas. We've already discussed the fact that one of the main goals of a person in this world is to clarify the eitzah, to take it out of the damage that was caused as a result of the eating from the eitz hadas. V'ikr habirur hu b'momoin. And one of the main places which requires clarification and removing the negative from the positive in terms of knowing what to do is regarding money. Sheshom niskal el Odom, because that's where the curse that Hashem gave to Odom Arishon was placed. When Hashem said, Beitzovoin toichaleno, that with depression, with sadness, you will eat, and eat there means earn a livelihood, parnasa, money. Alkein tzrichen lehisyageya levarer hamomoin miklolazu. Therefore, a Jew living in this world has a struggle to refine our money, to get it out of this curse, out of the effects of this curse. Litchois haklolazois, to push away, to remove this curse from my money, from my possessions. Bechinas bitzovin toichalena, this curse of bitzovin toichalena, shemevalvel ho'etza, which confuses a person, which causes a person not to know what to do. Ulahamshich etzo shleima, and to try to draw upon myself clear thinking, clear direction. Shalidezeh nimshach ashirus digdusha, and when a person is zoicha to etzo shleima, then they can draw holy wealth. Liskois al yedei ze le'etzo amitis hashlema l'avodas Hashem, and to be zoicha to the real perfection of etzah, which is knowing how to serve Hashem properly in Torah, in Tefillah, in mitzvos, likolel be'etzah chaim, and to try to connect myself as much as possible to the etzah chaim. Avol kol odom einoi mevarer hanitzoisois hagdoishim shebamomoin kiim hashayach lechelkoi velenishmosoi. However, every individual person can only perfect and purify the holy sparks that are found in money that are related specifically to that person's soul. V'halavai sheyiske ha'odom levarim ha'sheshayach loy kefi shore sheshmosai. And that itself would be a great accomplishment if a person would succeed in purifying the holy sparks that are found in money and possessions that belong to that person or that are directly related to that person. Ki levarer bishleimus, because in order to succeed in doing this completely, it's impossible It's impossible. Ki lo yushlam habirur ad lo'asid. Because this refinement, this purification of removing the curse of Bitzavayin Teuchalena from money, from possessions, removing it completely and making that money, those possessions, into complete holiness, Rav Nosson Zal says, that process will not be completed ad lo'asid, until the future. Sheyevula hamoves lo netzach, when death will be eliminated eternally. We know that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word Moshiach is bigimatria nochosh, so that the damage that was caused by the original snake who convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, that damage will only be completely repaired by Moshiach, when Moshiach comes. Until then, we're going through a process. We're trying to do our part in leading up to that. But again, the finalization, the completion of it, will only be in the future, when death will be eliminated completely. Kimavoyer b'ksovim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'al kein tzrichin levarer kol hadvorim, bifrat hamomoin, sheshom ikar habirur, midoyer ledoyer. And this is why we are required to be constantly refining and purifying all of our possessions, especially money, where that's where the main birur takes place. We have to be doing this from generation to generation. It's not something that any individual person or any individual family can finish, but rather it was started from the time of Adam Rishon, and in every generation we're trying to improve on this, hopefully. And this is the whole concept of inheritance, of possessions being passed from one generation to the next generation. Whereby the Torah has commanded us, in most cases, for a person to give their money and their possessions to their children, to leave it for their children after they pass away. So that they will further complete this birur, this process of refining the money and the possessions, bikdusha yesera, to take it to a higher level of kedusha, to continue the refinement process, when kisheyishtadlu lehisnaig b'mamoinam koroy al pi haTorah, if and when those children will conduct themselves with that money, with those possessions, properly based on the Torah, laharbois b'tztaka, to give a lot of tztaka, v'chulu, etc., using the money, as we learned previously, for mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, for kedusha. Oz, then, if the children are going in the path of Torah, and they will do that, bro mezakeh abba, then a child can benefit a parent. A child can help a parent. Ki oisin toiva gedoylo l'nishmosoy aydezeh, because the children bring about major benefit to the soul of the parent who passed away when they are using the inheritance for mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, for kedusha, for tztaka. Because the more that the money is being refined, it's being used for positive things, the tuma of the snake is being removed more and more. And that enables the soul of the parent who passed away to get closer and closer to being able to plug into that eternal life, the Chaya Chaim. Ki hakol kifi habirur. Because everything is dependent on this refinement process. Kayodua, as is known throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, that this is what our whole life in this world is all about. From the time of Adam Arishon, we're involved in a process of birur, refining and refining, recognizing the good and the bad, eliminating certain bad, getting rid of it completely, and the part of the bad that can be corrected and improved and integrated into good, we're trying to do that. And again, this is a process that's being done over thousands of years, from generation to generation. The Iker HaBirur Huba Momon Kanal, and Rav Nosson Zal repeats this again. One of the main places where these Birurim are taking place is in money. And when he says money here, he means all types of finances. It could be property, real estate, money, car, possessions. V'alkein, and therefore, Bonim Daiko Mekablin Yerushosoi. It's the children that receive the inheritance. V'chol's man shenim tzoloi zera miyotze chalotzov, and so long as a person has children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, kulam koidmin lakol mishpachtoi, they come before other relatives, before the deceased person's brothers, sisters, parents, grandparents. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Ki ikar hashleimus hu kishetia hayerusha memashmeshes vohileches lemato layoitze chalotzov veloi lemalo lebeisov ivchas v'shom. Because the main perfection of this tikkun requires that the possessions, the yerusha, should keep going down, downward, to children, to grandchildren, and so on and so forth, not up to the parents of the deceased person or grandparents. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why. Kimavura b'hatoyra hanal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 61 on Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, shal yidei tikun emunas chachamim nisrabim hasforim shel ha-toyra k'doysha. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that we have the written Torah, as was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and then we have the oral Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh. And the written Torah is not complete without the oral Torah. It's like a husband and wife. The Zohar is the Torah Shebichsav, the Nekeva is the Torah Shebal Peh. And it's incomplete, just like a man without a wife is referred to as plaguf, a half person. So too, the Torah Shebichsav without the Torah Shebal Peh is not complete. And Torah Shebal Peh includes all the books, all the holy Sforim that keep being generated from generation to generation. Each one of those Sforim, that the new Sforim that are produced and being studied, are completing the Torah. And those Sforim that are being authored by Chachamim, by rabbis, those Sforim, a person needs emunas chachamim in order to write those sforim and in order to study those sforim. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there that it's the tikkun of emunas chachamim that when a person, when there is this emunas chachamim, that brings about, that generates an increase of sforim in the world that are being produced and being studied. Va'oz nimtokin kol hadinim. And when there is the tikkun of emunas chachamim, then all judgments, all harsh judgments and negativity is eliminated. Why? Ki ha-Torah nechleles b'sharosha. Because the more complete that the Torah becomes as a result of all of these new sforim being generated, and as a result of emunas chachamim, that enables the Torah to plug into its source, bebchinas kodshei kodoshim, which is the Holy of Holies, shehu haseichel hakoilel, which is the ultimate, highest level of seichel, bechinas even shesia, which is represented by the rock from which the whole world was originally created, which was in the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdosh, sheshom nimtak hakoil. Over there, in that highest place, in Kodesh HaKodoshim, everything can be sweetened. Ki e efshir lihikolel shom, because Rabbeinu Zal explains there on the Likutei Moran, it's impossible for the Torah to plug into that Seichel HaKoilel and for us to connect with that Seichel HaKoilel without many, many Sforim, Shenisrabim B'Yoser, which are being generated more and more al yedei tikkun emunas chachamim, through the tikkun of faith in the rabbis. K'mo shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 61, Ayin Shom, study it. V'alidei tikun emunas chachomim zoichen le'etza shlema. And when the emunas chachomim is complete, then we're zoichet to have real perfection of etza, because that's the source, that's the best source for a person to get real etza. U'kvar mevoyor she'ikra tikun nishmas hameis hu she'yizke l'sakein pegam etzadas. And we already explained earlier here that one of the main tikkunim for the soul of a person who passes away is that they need to have corrected the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, shemishom hamisa, which is what brought death to the world. Hainu l'saken pigam emunas chachamim, which means again, correcting the pigam of emunas chachamim, pigam ho'etza, as we saw earlier, that the act of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas was a pegam in emunas chachamim. They didn't interpret who were the chachamim. Adam Arishin was the chacham, and he didn't interpret Hashem's words correctly. Instead, he followed the advice of the nochosh. The pasuk says, "Hanochosh hishiani," and Rashi says there, "He gave me advice. The snake gave me advice." Rachmona litzlan. Pegam ho'etza. So the soul of a person who passes away, in order for it to get to where it needs to get to, it's based on its ability to have corrected the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, the pigam of Emunas Chachamim, the pigam of Eitzah, in order to enable that soul to connect where it needs to connect, likol b'mokum shetzorich, lihikolel b'chay achayim, to connect with Hashem kaviyochel, the source of all life. V'zeh yodua b'zoyer HaKadosh, and it's known in the Zohar HaKadosh, she'alias nishmas hameis im zoyche, hi ba'asar de'ikri kodesh kodoshim, that when a person passes away, in their soul, if the person is really pure, then that person is zoicha, that their soul rises up to a place that's called Kodesh Kodoshim. Bibchinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 24, Mi ya'ale bahar Hashem, u'mi yokum bimkoim kodshoy. Who will go up to the mountain of Hashem, and who will be able to stay there in that place of holiness? And the Zohar HaKadosh says that pasuk is referring to when a person passes away and they leave the world, and their neshama wants to rise up to that place called Kodesh. Hainu kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this is like we learned earlier. Ki aliyosoi al yedei tikun emunas chachamim. One of the most important components that allow the soul of a Jew to go up to where it's supposed to is the tikun of emunas chachamim. Which we said in Likutei Moran tells us that the tikkun of Emunas Chachamim is improved by more and more sforim being generated and respected, which enables the Torah to go up to the level of Kodesh Kodoshim, Shu Bechinas Sechel HaKoylel. Vezeh Bechinas HaChiyuv, and this is why the Torah requires a person to leave behind children after they leave the world. Ki habonim shenishorim achrov hein bechinas sichliim protim shenimshochem imenu. Because the children that a person leaves behind in the world, they represent packages of seichel, capsules of seichel, of specific seichel, which came from the father, which came from the parent. Shehein bechinas ribui hasforim shel haTorah. They could be compared to the sforim that are being generated from the Torah. We have the Torah shebichsav, and from it are being generated other sforim. Just like you have a parent from whom are being generated children. And these children, if they were zeicha to receive the Das Torah from their parents, then they're also miniature sforim. They are, each one of them is a sefer. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael hu bechinas sefer Torah. because each and every single Jew is like a Sefer Torah. Kama Shekosov, as it says in the Chumash, Zois HaTorah Adam. This is the Torah, man. Ki ha'odom kolo miramache vorim u'shesagidim. Because a human being is comprised of 248 organs and 365 tendons. Shehem b'chinas ramach mitzvah saseh u'shesam mitzvah loy saseh kayadua. Which correspond exactly to the Torah, which is made up of 248 positive commandments, 365 negative. Shehi klolius ha'torah. And that basically represents the entire Torah. Nimtza, so we see therefore, Sheha Adam hu ha'torah, that a human being is a Torah. V'chol ma shenisrabim Yisrael b'yoser, and therefore, the more Jews that there are, the more Jewish children that are being born, nisrabim sforim b'torah yoser. That's similar in concept to more sforim being written. And this is why, as we go from generation to generation, when one generation leaves and a new generation is born, there are new sforim being generated all the time. Because again, there are new Jews coming into the world. New Jews means new sforim coming into the world. Rav Nosson Zal is showing us the parallel between the two. How the same process that the Torah is going through is the process that a Jew is going through. Just like in the Torah, there's the Torah itself, the written Torah, and then there's the Sforim that are being generated from the Torah through Emunas Chachamim, so too a Jew, by perpetuating mankind, by bringing children into the world, is bringing new Sforim into the world. And just like we saw, that the more Sforim that come into the world, the more that enables the Torah to plug into its source, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim, the more children that a person brings into the world that are studying Torah, that are following the path of the Torah, that will enable the soul of the parent to plug into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'alkein mechuyev kolechot lahashir bonim achrov. And this is why every Jew is required to leave behind children when they leave the world. Ki habonim shemeniach achrov hein bechinas ribui hasforim shel haTorah kanal. Because the children that remain after the parent passes away, they represent the many sforim of the Torah. And now Rav Nosson Zal gets very clear. Ki ho'ikar, because when we're talking about a person bringing children into the world, what's it really all about? Ki ho ikar sheyire lohoichiach ezbonov sheyishmeru Torah Hashem. The main mission, the main ultimate purpose of bringing children into the world is for the parent to be able to teach the children to follow the path of the Torah. Va'oz, and then kishebonov achrov mekayimim es haTorah, when the children that the person brings into the world, when they continue to fulfill the Torah, v'zocho sheyetzemenu b'nei Yisrael shemekayimim es haTorah, and the person was privileged that there should come from them Jewish children that are fulfilling the Torah, ze bechinas ribui hasforim shel haTorah. That is comparable to the many sforim that are being generated from the Torah. Kiloi hamedreshu ha'ikar el hamaisa. And Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes, a person would say, you can't really compare the two. A person is a sefer. You're right, you can't compare the two. A person is bigger, much bigger than a sefer. Because according to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, learning is not the main thing, it's fulfilling. And the sefer itself cannot fulfill. And therefore, a person who is zeichet to fulfill the Torah, mevi he'ora gedoyla b'haTorah, brings a major light into the Torah, ke'ilu nichteva v'nitna yoyim, as if the Torah is being written and being given on Mount Sinai today. Every single day when a Jew is zeichet to fulfill the Torah, to put on tefillin, to put a mezuzah on their door, tell a woman to light candles, to keep her mitzvahs, But through the fulfillment of the Torah, we're bringing new light into the Torah and causing it to shine brightly as if it were written and given today, on a day that I'm fulfilling the Torah. Remember, the Gemara says in Makkos, how silly, kamo tipshoyinshi, how foolish are those people who stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Showing us that a Jew who studies Torah properly and a Jew who fulfills the Torah is greater even than a Sefer Torah. Nimtza, so we conclude therefore, shekol ma shenisra ben Yisroel hamekayimim es haTorah b'yoser, that the more Jews that are brought into the world who fulfill the Torah, causing the Torah to be fulfilled more and more, nisrabim hasforim yoser, that's also a concept of generating more and more sforim. V'yecholen lihikol el yoser bebchinas kodesh kodoshim. And as a result of that, the Torah and the souls of the parent can plug into the kodesh hakodosh, kodesh kodoshim, more and more. Sheshom tzricho nishmosoi lalois kanal. And that's the place where the soul of the parent who has passed away needs to plug into. It has to try to get to that place called kodesh kodoshim. She'yef shalalois lashom kim al yidei ribuy asforim. And Rabbeinu Zal showed us in Likut Imran that it's impossible for the Torah to plug into kodesh kodoshim unless there are many sforim being added to the Torah. Shehem bechinas habonim sheni echachrov. And that concept of additional sforim corresponds perfectly and beautifully to the children that a person leaves behind in the world who are studying Torah and fulfilling the Torah after the person leaves the world. V'alkein, and therefore, bonov mekablam hayirusha. It's the person's children that receive the inheritance, shehu mamoinoi v'nachlosoi, which is his money and any other possessions that the person had. Ki hamomoin hu bechinas habirush, because money is the main, one of the main places where this bira, where this refinement is being taken place, of getting rid of the tumah of the nachash, the tumah of the eitz hadas, and elevating it, elevating holy sparks to a place of holiness. Shenizbararo ho eitza mipigam eitz hadas, whereby the eitza is being refined and purified from the damage of the eitz hadas, mipigam emunas chachamim, shenistaken betikun achartikun, which is being corrected again and again from generation to generation, al yidei bonov achrov. And again, whatever tikun I did not complete, I hope will be completed by my children after me. Shehu bechinas ribui hasforim, and this corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran about the many sforim, shenim shochim gamkein mitikun emunas chachomim, which are also drawing from the tikun of emunas chachomim. And this is what enables the soul of the parent to be able to rise up and get to the place that it needs to get to, shehu bechinas kodshei kodoshim, which is referred to as Holy of Holies. Any questions, please?
I have a question.
Good morning.
Sorry. Go ahead. A couple of questions, just to clarify. I missed why is the Chet Adam Rishon specifically on money? Why is it money as opposed to any other, or possession as opposed to any other thing? I missed that.
Sure. Because when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem issued curses. Where were those? Upon what were those curses issued? Hashem did not say you will be, Adam will be cursed. He said beitzavoin toichalena, you will eat with depression, referring specifically to earning a life. That's another way of referring to earning a livelihood. That the aspect of earning a livelihood, making money, acquiring possessions, that's where the curse was placed. Bitzovin toichalenom, bezeas apecho toichalechem, with the sweat of your nostrils, you will eat bread. Those curses were directed specifically to Parnosa.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure.
Just further, person, God forbid, without children, how do they get their tikkun?
Number one, we're going to come to that. There's a lot of discussion on that. Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about it. I believe he's going to touch, because again, he's going to tell us, what if a person passes away and they didn't have children? Then the Yerusha goes up the ladder. It goes to the parents. And he's going to touch on that. The answer is that we know that students are also considered children. Number one, if a person is zoche to have students, people that they teach Torah to, that's another form of children. Or if a person is, if their money is being used to support people who are learning Torah or observing Torah and mitzvahs, that's another aspect of it.
I have a question, if it's okay. You would think when you think about the tikkun of money, there would be more in terms of honesty and miser and other things like that. It's very odd to me that, maybe I just don't understand, of course, that the biggest tikkun here is whether you leave it to your children or to your parents. That doesn't seem to be such a big tikkun on the money. The tikkun on the money you would think would be how you spend your money. Are you spending it well? What kind of business are you in? Is it l'shem shemayim? And all these things don't seem to be as important as where you leave your money.
We're going to come. He said if the money is being used for kiyum haTorah, which means honesty, it means definitely, you know, dealing with the money correctly. No question about that at all. However, if we were studying Hammurabi's Book of Ethics or the Constitution, then we're looking at things purely, you know, from a physical standpoint. Since we're studying Torah, and Rav Nosson Zal is opening the curtain for us to let us know what's happening to the souls, what's happening to the holy sparks in the money, he's allowing us to see another dimension that besides the aspect of being honest and all of that, which is extremely important, and again, he did include that. He didn't leave that out. He made it perfectly clear that we're using the money, the possessions, to lead a Torah life. And a Torah life means all those things that you're mentioning, honesty. But he's telling us you should know that there are wires. There are wires and there's a control room. There's all kinds of things going on here. And when a person passes away, they need tremendous, tremendous good fortune to be able, for that soul to be able to get where it needs to get to. And Rav Nosson Zal is enlightening us based on the Zohar HaKadosh, based on the Arizal, based on the entire Torah, to get to know a little bit of inside information as to how that works.
Well, also, if I don't mind, I'm sorry to take up the time. When Rav Nosson taught this, how did he connect this, take into consideration in the future, a generation like ours, where a parent could try as hard as he possibly can, even the biggest tzaddikim, and you see that the children are just not catching on? It's quite depressing. It's like you try your hardest, and we see this generation is unbelievably challenging for children.
The answer is, he speaks, the whole Torah speaks about that all over. In the Chumash, we're told that as we get closer to the coming of Moshiach, there's going to be Hastora Shebetoy Hastora, there's going to be Yeridas Hadoiros. All of this is written clearly in the Chumash, in the Gemara, Be'ikvese de Mashiach, Chutz Be'yazgi, that youth will not respect their elders. All of this is written clearly. And the Torah tells us, teaches us, what to do in that situation. Number one, it gives us advice as to how to make our best effort in being able to deal with that challenge. We know that Yitzchak Avinu had a Yaakov and an Esav. Avram Avinu had a Yishma. So we know that this is a reality in all generations. In our generation, the struggle is even greater, because, and all the Sfarim write about this, because of the tests that the younger generation has in our generation, which are getting more and more difficult, in a sense. But again, this is one of the reasons, one of the ways that a person sometimes can have influence, can be able to motivate and inspire children to behave when children don't appreciate so much ruchnius, is if they know that their gashmius is also going to be defined and related by the degree that they observe Torah. That a parent is not necessarily going to be willing to leave their fortune to people who they know are not keeping Shabbos or chas v'shalom, not eating kosher, not observing, because the parent says, I need your help when I leave this world. And it's only if you're living an observant life that my neshama will be able, you'll be able to assist my soul in getting to where it needs to get to.
And if Chas V'Shalom, if the tremendous choice of your children is more observant, how is your neshama be affected if your children are not being shomer and mitzvah?
Question that how is the soul of a parent affected if their children are not observing Torah mitzvahs? The answer is that the parent is lacking that piece. There are different pieces that can help a person's soul. One important piece is children, having children who are observant. Another important piece is a connection, a person's own emunas chachamim, a person's own kesher to the tzaddik. We gave the example of Acher in the Gemara. Acher, who went way off the path and left the world and was in such a state that his neshat, they couldn't put him into Gan Eden and he couldn't even get into Gehenna. He was nowhere. And with the help of Tzadikim, with the help of his student Rabbi Meir, and with the help of Rabbi Yochanan, they were able to first get him into Gehenna, to go through some purification, and then they were able to take him out of Gehenna and bring him into Gan Eden. So there are other major factors. But again, one of the pieces of the puzzle, one of the important pieces of the puzzle is children, good children, religious children. And this is why I emphasize tremendously, whenever we're learning a page of Likutei Halachos, right now, Rav Nosson Zal is focusing on this, and he's showing us how important, how very important and significant this is. And it really is. But continue, get to the next page, and we'll see more and more, you know, all the different pieces of the puzzle. Someone raised a question regarding two questions. Number one, that we're told that there are great tzaddikim that would not hold on to any money overnight. They would use up all their money at the end of every day in order to make sure that the new day, they were showing Hashem that I believe that every day has its own shefa. And tomorrow, I believe that Hashem will give me tomorrow what I need. I don't have to save from today till tomorrow. That's a certain tikkun. That's a certain display of emuna and bitochein in Hashem. That's a piece of the puzzle. There's another piece of the puzzle, which is the issue of Yerusha. We find Rav Nosson Zal writes that after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, the first year afterwards, Rav Nosson Zal was involved in dealing with the Yerusha that Rabbeinu Zal left. It's possible that it's written also about the Baal Shem Tov, whether he left Yerusha or didn't, but we know that this is a major discussion in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch. There are pages and pages discussing the topic of Yerusha. So it is a major piece of the puzzle. Regarding that was the question that was asked, isn't eating the main birur rather than money? The answer is that in this both money and food are major places of birurim, and we mentioned that the original curse that was given to Adam and Chava by the Eitz Hadas was beitzavoin toichalena, bezeas apecha toichalechem. The term achila is used. The term achila refers to eating. The term achila refers to parnosa, and the term achila sometimes even refers to Tikkun Abris, Zivug. In the case of Yosef HaTzadik, the Torah tells us that Potiphar put him in charge of everything in his home, ki im halechem asher hu oichel, other than the bread which Potiphar ate, and Rashi says that means his wife. It's a nice way of saying his wife. So we see that achila refers to food, achila refers to parnasa in general, all earning of a livelihood, is under the umbrella term of achila, and even tikkun abris is sometimes included in the term achila. Question being asked about money coming from a source, money that a person receives from parents or other sources of people that were not religious, non-observant. In many cases, if that money is being used for kedusha, if that money is being used for a mitzvah, that itself is a major tikkun for the parents who passed away, left the world. They were not observant. They didn't know about Torah and mitzvahs. If their possessions are being used to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs, that's a major tikkun. Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about, again, the children being a tikkun for the parents. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Medrash have incredible stories in them about parents who left the world and they had committed major sins. And when a child of theirs was brought into Kedusha, when a child of theirs was taught Torah and mitzvahs, and when that child started observing Torah and mitzvahs, the parent was taken out of Gehenna or out of suffering and elevated and brought into Gan Eden, you know. Okay, let's continue. And again, Rav Nosson Zal is going to be clarifying and elaborating on this here in this halacha, and there's a lot more throughout Likutei Halachos. Let's continue a little. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Ki habonim he misaknim tikun shleimus soetzel. Now Rav Nosson Zal wants to show us how the children of a person are directly related to this concept of tikun ho'etzel. Kibro karo davua, because the wording in the Gemara is that a person's children are their legs. They're an extension of the person. But the Gemara uses the word kara, referring to the legs. V'horaglin heim bechinas eitzos. And if you recall, we mentioned earlier when we're learning about sukkah that the legs are the place of eitzah, advice. Kamashakosav, as it says clearly in the Torah, where the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'om asher baraglecha, and the entire nation which is at your feet. And Rashi says, quoting the Gemara, ha'holchim achar atzoscha, meaning they follow your advice. Because remember, we saw al pi Kabbalah that Eitzah comes from Netzach and Hoid, from the Kloyos, from Netzach and Hoid, which is the legs. So by the Gemara telling us that the children are the legs of the parent, bro karo davua, that's telling us that the children are playing a major role in tikun shleimus ha'etzah. Ki ikar choylodas habonim hu mibechinas etzos. Because one of the main factors in bringing children into the world is coming from etzos. How do we know? What's the connection? Because the Gemara says in Brachos, ki hakloyos yoyatzos. The kidneys are associated with Eitzah. The hakloyos heim klei ha'olada. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the kloyos, the kidneys, play a major role in the finalization of the sperm, of the seed, of the zera. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, when he speaks about specifically getting advice from tzaddikim who have tikkun habris b'shleimus. So we see again that children come from the kloyos, the development, the finalization of the development of the seed is related to the kloyos, and Eitzah comes from the kloyos. V'alkein, and therefore, habonim shenim shochem mebechinas eitzos, the children who come from the same place as eitzos, heim misaknin u'mashlimim tikun shleimus ha'etzah. When they come into the world, and when they study Torah, and when they observe Torah and mitzvos, they are playing a major role in the tikun of shleimus ha'etzah. Shehu ikar tikun nishmas hameis, which is a major piece of perfecting and elevating the soul of the parent that passes away. As we saw before, V'alkein heim mekablam hayerusha, and therefore the inheritance goes to them. Shehu hamomain, which is the money, the possessions, shenimshach mi birur ha'etza, which we saw, how does a person acquire money and possessions? Through shleimus ha'etza. Remember, ki hu hanoisein lecho koyach lasos choyel. Hashem gives you the etza to acquire possessions. Rav Nosson Zal, by understanding so clearly through the eyes of the Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal's understanding every single word of the Torah and showing us the connections, how all of these things connect perfectly, how a person acquires, how etza is needed for parnasa, how etza is connected to children, vayidei birur ha'etza, and we learned before that by perfecting, by purifying the etza, shehu b'chinas tikkun emunas chachamim, which is associated with the tikkun of faith in rabbis, b'chinas ribui hasforim akdoshim shel haTorah, which is brought about through the many sforim, the many additional sforim of the Torah, shehu b'chinas habonim, which corresponds to the many children being born into the world. This enables the soul of the parent who passes away to be able to rise up and get to the place that it needs to get to. Shehu asar dekri kodesh kodoshim, which is that place that's called Holy of Holies. Sheshom nimtak hakoil. There, everything can be sweet, everything is sweetened, everything is whitened, all negativity is eliminated completely. Paragraph Yud Beis, ki ribui hasforim hakdoshim shel haTorah hu bechinas ribui ho'etzos hashleimos. Because the more and more sforim that are being produced and generated from the Torah, that represents more and more positive advice being brought, the power of etzah being increased and improved. Ki haTorah hakdoshah nikreis etzah, because the Torah is called etzah. Kama shekosav, as it says in Mishlei, li etzah v'sushia. In me, in the Torah, is found advice and salvation. Bechinas taryag itin doiraisa, as the Zohar Kodesh calls the 613 mitzvois, 613 etzos. V'chol mashin esrab misforam akdoshim baTorah, and therefore, the more that the Torah grows, the more sforim of Torah that are being generated, misrabin ho etzois beyoser, the more etzois that are being generated. What kind of etzois? Eich lehiskarev l'Hashem yisborach kol echod v'echod mimokim shehu, to guide us and teach us and show us how to come close to Hashem, each and every single person from wherever they're at. Again, each generation needs its sforim being written to guide us today, to speak to us about today. How do we come close to Hashem today? V'alkein kulam tzrichim l'ha'olam. And this is why all of these sforim are needed by the world. The world needs all of these many sforim to teach each and every different person how to come close to Hashem in each and every different generation, in all the different circumstances that we're going through. And therefore, obviously, the most important sforim are those sforim which give a person the clearest advice and direction as to how to come close to Hashem. All sforim of Torah are important. Sforim of halacha, sforim of machshava, all sforim are important and significant, and they're all under the umbrella term of etzah. But within the sforim, Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in other places, those sforim that give the clearest Eitzos, advice as to how to serve Hashem today and how to serve Hashem throughout all the different ups and downs and difficulties and struggles and challenges that people are going to go through, those are obviously the most significant sforim. We'll hold it over here. And now in the next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to discuss the aspect of male versus female. Why it is that when it comes to inheritance, we only focus on the male, the father passing down to the son, and the children that come from the father, in a case where a person had different marriages and they had two wives on different occasions, and again, especially it's the train following the path, the male path in Yerusha. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why that's the case. Any questions, please?
Yeah, I'm just curious. If you were to summarize Eitzah in the individual person, I need an Eitzah to make more Parnassa. Would you just summarize it in terms of Ein Kemach, Ein Torah, meaning Ein Kemach, Ein Torah? If you don't have enough Parnassa, you have to look at your Torah learning, meaning all these things that you spoke about, getting closer to Hashem, overcoming your challenges, Derech HaTorah, etc., etc. These are the Eitzahs, how to increase Parnassa.
Correct. That's one of the most important components in being able to earn parnosa, definitely. And that's why Rav Nosson Zal is using the word ikur here, that ikur momo and ikur parnosa is dependent on shleimus ha'etza. As we quoted the pasuk, ki hu hanoisin l'cho koyach la'asos choyel. Hashem gives etza to acquire possessions. And etza is the Torah HaKadosha. Any other questions, please? Okay. Stay tuned. We're going to have much more clarification on this, you know, in the remaining portion of this halacha. And every page of Likut Halachas, every page of every Sefer in Torah is adding new levels of clarity to the Torah.
Thank you very much, Rav Nosson.
Sure.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Sure. You too. Everyone.
All the best. Kol tov. Thank you.
It definitely.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Somebody raised the question. Is it important, therefore, for a person to try to leave Yerusha? The answer is yes. If it's possible, a person should try to leave, to have possessions, to leave to their children. There, again, I remember when my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, passed away. In his will, he didn't leave that much money to the children. There was a small sum of money that he had that he specified should be divided equally among the children. And then he said that regarding the apartment, he owned an apartment, that definitely, that and 98% of all of his possessions were left for his wife. As long as she is living, she is the one who owns the apartment and just about everything else. There were a few things, his shas, his Rambam, he gave to his oldest son, a few minimal things that he specified to some of the children, and again, a small sum of money that was given to each child. So he did fulfill this aspect of Yerusha in that way. A wonderful day to all. All the best.